This week we read Parashas Kisisa, which deals with the sin of the Cheta Ego, and as well, it's Parashas Para, one of these four special parashas we read. We read Parashas Shkolim, we read Parashas Zohar, we read Parashas Para, and then we're going to be reading Parashas Achodesh. So there's a Yesh Omrim in the Machaber, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, that Parashas Para is the Araisa. So the Vilna Gaon says it's a toll sofer, it's a mistake. How could a Parashas Para be the Araisa? Some want to point out, because then it said pay pay. So they thought it meant Parashas Para, really meant Parashas Purim, i.e. Zohar. Nevertheless, even though the Vilna Gaon says it's not the Araisa, there are many Rishonim and many Poskim will bring down as well. But perhaps Parashas Para is Daraisa. So what's the Makor? If Parashas Para is Daraisa, what's it based on? So this interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham we mentioned also in the context of Parashas, a different Magen Avraham, and Parashas, by Parashas Zohar, that the Magen Avraham says, how do we fulfill, according to the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah min HaTorah to remember Parashas Zohar? So when we say in the Birkas Kriyat Shema v'Kirav Tano l'Shimcha Hagadol, we wait for the day that we make God's names great. That's coming soon, because God's name is incomplete with Amalek around. So therefore, we go ahead and we wait for the day when God's name, and therefore we remember the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechiyas Amalek. So the Magen Avraham also wonders about, why don't we have a mitzvah, what about a mitzvah of remembering the Cheta Ego? There's a pasuk the Ramban brings down, I think it's in Parashas Kisetze, about remembering the sin of the Cheta Ego, or like we have a Zechiras Miriam. So how come we don't have any special parasha like we do by Parashas Zohar? So I want to say, because G'nai Hu Yisrael, like it says by Yisro, Baruch Hashem, he was the first one to give bracha. So the Magen Avraham says it's a G'nai. It'd be a busha to Miriam to get up and say, you know what, let's remember the Lashon Hara she spoke. Let's remember, you know what, the Jewish people sinned in the golden calf. So Enochanam is a mitzvah, but we do it quiet. When we read Parashas Para, we think about the sin of the Cheta Ego, we don't want to make it a public. That's a Rav Soloveitchik had a whole long discussion, different pshat. There's many pshat, and why is Chanukah left out of the Mishnayot? Well, it's mentioned in passing very little. Why doesn't it get main mentioned? So there are many answers. So one famous answer from Rav Soloveitchik is because it's G'nai to Klai Yisrael. That the only reason the Beis Hamikdash became Tame, that the Greeks couldn't do it, you know, the most of Dabar Sheino Shalom, it was the assimilated Jews who did it. So either way, so we have a concept when something's a busha G'nai, we don't publicize it. So to hear it's Enochanami, it is a mitzvah, like maybe perhaps even like Parashas Zohar, or maybe it is Daraisa, but we don't make a whole. We don't want to embarrass Miriam. We don't want to embarrass the Jews for the Cheta Ego. So what is the exact source? The Aruch HaShulchan has a different shot. He says, quotes the Gemara in Yuma about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he did the Avodah, he read different psukim. So they wanted to claim that when they actually brought, it's not a mitzvah all the time, it's when they actually brought the Parah Duma. So then there was a mitzvah d'oraisa in conjunction with the karban, in conjunction with the parah aduma, to read the psukim. And perhaps that reading is d'oraisa. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The stipler is a different pshat. It's not a mitzvah on the yachid, it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, on the beis din. We don't have a beis hamikdash, but we have the makom hamikdash today. And therefore, there are different places. There's a whole discussion exactly who could go how far. But wherever those places are, all agree there's certain limitations based on Kedushas HaMikdash that someone who's tummy cannot go on. So the Stipler says, it's not a mitzvah tayachid, it's for Beis Din to warn the people in general that you can't go on your tummy, you can't go on to the Har HaBayis. And lastly, there's a famous pshat from Baruch Epstein from the Torah Tamima. He wants to point out that the two questions go hand in hand. Like it says, we have a mitzvah. Why don't we have a mitzvah to remember the Chayde Ego like we have a mitzvah to remember other things? And how come, so how do we fulfill it? So he wants to say that based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that the question is, how could the Jews go ahead and sin at the Golden Calf? They just had all the miracles in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, they had the Shechina Shorah. How could it be that the Jewish people sin? So it says God suspended the Bechir, like some discussed by Paro. How, when God hardened his heart, does someone want to say he suspended Paro's Bechira? So too, he suspended the Jewish people's free choice to worship Avodah Zarah. Why? In order to teach us that Din Ladoros, Lahoros, Tshuva Lafanav, that everyone, no matter how bad, you can't be worse than the Jews in the Midbar. They just came out of Mitzrayim from all the Nisim, the Falls, and they worshiped the golden calf, the Cheda Ego. So it comes to teach me, so when we read, so it's like the mushroom they give, the Rashi quotes in the Medrash Rabbah, that when if a mother brings a child into the king's palace, so to speak, so if the child makes the mess, the mother cleans it up. So too, the ego, the chayde ego, that's the child, the para is the mother. So too, when we read Parashas Para, it's not a negative thing. We're not focusing on the busha, we're focusing on the future. We're focusing on the fact that Klal Yisrael gave us a chance to do tshuva. No matter how bad we are, no matter how far we go, we always have a mitzvah of Ein Uchadava Omeid Uvnei Tshuva. There's nothing that gets in the way of us in tshuva. A person really is sincere and wants it, and that's what we do. Parshas Parah is a reminder that just like God forgave the Jewish people for the Chayde Ego and didn't say that's it, so too, in our own lives, we take the lesson of Parsha Parah, no matter how bad, how many mistakes we make and how many things we do wrong, God's waiting for us to return and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.